Healthy Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. And now, here's the country doctor with a city education, Dr. Mike.
So what do you think? Can our pets make us better people? I definitely believe so. I've had a dog pretty much throughout my entire life. And so I think my dogs at least have made me a better person. People with pets have lower blood pressure. They have higher good cholesterol, less insomnia. I mean, I think we've all heard this, better overall outlook and mood. My guest is Alan Anderson. He's the founder of Angel Animals Network, and he's here to discuss how pets make us better people. Alan, welcome to Healthy Talk.
Oh, thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Let's do this. You know, we have a short time here in this first segment, so I want to first talk a little bit about, you know, how pets help us to heal with certain diseases like blood pressure and stuff. Then I want to talk a little bit about how they comfort us, you know, beyond the physical. And then what I really like that I got off your website, Alan, is kind of life lessons that we learn about pets, like how to live better together. There's even a little article about how pets can help single parents. So I want to get into that as well. So there's a lot of research out there, Alan, that shows pets do reduce the risk and even help us to overcome diseases. I just want to know, since you focus on this so much, Alan, how do you think pets are really able to help us heal, even treat diseases?
You know, it's an amazing topic, and I think people, for the most part, really deep down understand the significance of having someone in your life. It would be a pet, an individual, that does nothing but look to you with adoration. Yeah. I mean, yeah. I know that the fact is that we go through our lives and we have so many responsibilities and so much going on, and of course the stress and the blood pressure and all the things that we have to deal with day to day. But there's that one person, I hate to say person, but that one individual, that one dog that looks to you and you have done nothing wrong. All they do is love you. Now, with that kind of validation, you really begin to do little things to make yourself do and be healthier, do the things that make you healthier in life, including walking the pet and doing the things that allow you to relax. There's been studies, and of course, one of the most wonderful things, I think, is that simply petting or caressing a pet reduces your stress level. And that is one of the things in this modern world we live in, that the stress is just so outrageously high all the time in all of us with our work, our other responsibilities, that one connection with an animal.
Just petting them. Yeah. You know, what I hear you saying is that having a pet, taking care, whether it's a cat, a dog, you know, bird, whatever it may be, that ultimately drives us to have better lifestyles, better overall healthy behaviors.
Absolutely. You know, it's just part of who we are, but we are very complex, and often we stay inside our heads so much because the world has so many responsibilities. We go to our jobs, we do things with family, we do all the things we're supposed to do. The moment a pet, a dog, a cat, a bird, any kind of animal comes into your life, all of a sudden you can get outside your head and expand and become basically a giver, someone who's giving back and someone who's receiving without any hesitation that love and that beautiful connection, that bond. Some would call it spiritual. Others would say it's on an emotional level. It could be any level you want it to be that works for you.
So I noticed on your website, now it seems you have a lot of pets, cats, dogs, maybe even some birds. I did come across, though. I got to tell you, though, I'm a dog lover, and I'm not against any other pet. I've just always been focused on dogs. I did find a study in preparing for this.
Yes.
It's called the Hunt 3 study that did show dog owners are healthier than cat owners.
Oh, that's interesting.
What do you think? Yeah. There would be. Now all pet owners were more healthy than the general population, but then they broke it out into dog versus cat, and I was just happy to see that the dogs won. So anyways, we know dogs and cats and even birds help with things like blood pressure, right?
Absolutely. There's studies.
You know, raising good cholesterol?
Yes.
Yeah, so there's a lot of good studies out there. Any one of your favorite studies that you like to teach people about pets helping us, live healthier lives, disease-free lives?
Well, you know, one of the things that is, of course, we know this from our friends, some of our people that we know from they're living their senior years. And often seniors face so much adversity through physical trauma, whatever it might be happening, but because they have that connection, that love of a pet, everything they do, they know they want to live. They want to move forward. They want to become healthier. They do conscious things because they don't want to leave that love of their life, that pet, that dog, that cat that's at their feet. And they do also bring a sense of security. They can foster security. They can make the seniors feel like they're not alone. They fight depression and loneliness. It is so important for seniors not to say no to a pet because they feel like that they're too old to take care of them, but instead to say yes. And, of course, find the right type of animal that won't be overburdensome, but it will make your life 100% instead of 50% the moment you have an animal in your life or another life to take care of in your world.
Right, and they also, I came across some articles on your website, which is angelanimals.net. I came across a nice page there that talked about some life lessons we learn from pets. It's not just helping me as an individual, but maybe it helps me to relate better to my partner, my kids, whatever it may be. And there was one in particular where you notice how pets share jobs together. And I'm going to read, this is a direct quote. Now, this is a direct quote right from your website. I really like this, and you can expand on it. It says, "One of the issues that often irk today's ultra-busy women, and we know women are very busy, is the need for an equitable division of labor." Right? The Anderson animals have figured out how to handle this prickly issue. Can you explain that a little bit to us?
Well, we have a family of birds, cats, and a dog, and they seem to be not ganging up on us, but occasionally to get what they want as a team, they do the work together. For example, even just getting up in the morning, sometimes Linda, my wife, likes to sleep a little later. Well, first the cat goes in and tries to wake her up, and of course she doesn't. And then the cat goes by the door and sends the dog in, and the dog jumps on the bed and makes a big commotion, so she has to wake up. And the bird starts singing, and the whole unison working together of getting us going and starting the day. So one thing, breakfast can be served properly and on time and whatever else. But all this means getting up, moving around, becoming more active than one might be without that team working on us to do the things that, just basically keep our bodies active and our minds active.
Right. There was another really good article on that same page that talked about a special angel animal for a single mom. Can you tell us how pets maybe can help single parents as well?
Well, this particular individual, and this is kind of interesting because often you feel so alone when you're single and you're raising children and you don't seem to have the support, which you don't, and you don't seem to feel like, you just feel like you're all alone. But there was this one single mom, her name was Judy, and she had a son who had seizures for 16 years, started about age one, but at that point a cat named Salty came into their home, and that cat, Salty, took it upon himself to go and take care of the son, Tony, any and every time that person was about to have a seizure. She sensed it. He went over to Tony and going to have a seizure, and which was often in those early days, and Salty would tear through the house, calling and leading the mother, Judy, to her son. While Tony was having a seizure, Salty would sit on top of the child so he couldn't hurt himself by trying to stand.
Wow.
And after Salty's seizure, Salty would purr into the boy's ear and help him revive. It was just a beautiful relationship.
So the pet was really kind of almost acting like a partner for that single parent. That's an awesome story. And again, the website is angelanimals.net, and there's all kinds of different stories like that. You've written several books. I think the latest is one, A Dog Named Leaf. Where can they purchase that book, by the way?
Oh, they're in the bookstores, online bookstores, in the chain, and your local independent bookstores, and you can always go to angelanimals.net to have links.
Okay. There's also a really good story about relationships between partners and how to deal with each other. Interesting story about what your birds do, so I encourage people to go to angelanimals.net and read about that. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.